Telc English B2 C1 Business. Mock Examination 1. Listening Part 1. You will hear two conversations. For each conversation, there are three tasks. Decide if the two statements are true or false, and decide which answer fits best, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation once. Mark your answers for items 1 to 6 on the answer sheet. First, you will have 30 seconds to read the items. Number 1, 2, and 3.
Ah, hello, you must be Robert Cavill. Glad to finally meet you. Come on in.
Yes, good afternoon, Mrs. Matthews. Nice to meet you too.
As you know, we do appraisals for all new staff after their first 6 months.
Yes, I'm aware I'm due for the appraisal. I expected I was to have it with my line manager.
Well, together with the manager, we review the employee's job description to see how their role may be developing. After that, we review their performance to see how they're getting on.
I see.
Then, once a year, new targets are defined for the following 12 months, and at the end of this time, you'll meet with your boss to see how you've met those targets. But today, as you've only recently joined us, we'll really just be looking at how you think you've got on so far and what the company thinks of your work since you joined us. And, of course, we can discuss anything that comes up as we go along.
I see. And if you find that I'm performing well, does that mean that I'll qualify for an increase in salary?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that, and it's certainly not automatic. But as time goes by, if an employee is performing well and the company is demanding more of them than was originally stated in their job description, then yes, we in HR might well want to look at their package.
When you say package, do you mean how much they are paid?
It's more than just the remuneration. The company can offer other perks and privileges too. Some of our top people are offered shares in the company, but that does not happen until after the probation period.
Yes, of course.
Well, let's get started.
Number 4, 5, and 6.
Hi, Brian. You going to be long? Looks like you've got a lot of copying to do.
Well, yes. I've got all these training handouts to do. Do you just have that one sheet?
Yes. I want to get it in the mail, and I need to keep a copy.
Here, Josie, let me have it. I can slip it in before the next batch.
Thanks, Brian. That's great. Miss Simmons wants it ready before lunch, and what Miss Simmons wants, Miss Simmons gets. Oh, I just remembered. She asked me to talk to you about the Christmas do. Are you still on to help out? She says you were such a good DJ last year, and we saved a lot by you doing the music.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Free food and drink for me, right?
Yeah, I think the boss can live with that.
Do you want this on two sheets or double-sided?
Double-sided, please.
Where are we having the party this year?
I thought we could use the sports hall again. It worked well last year, and it's got a bar area, big dance floor, and plenty of space to chill.
Just the one copy, right?
Make it two, one for the day file.
Yeah, the sports hall's cool. There are good places for the speakers, and we can get all the wires and cables well out of the way.
There you go. So I tell Miss Simmons yes, right?
Yeah, count me in. It's all good.
I've got to go now. See you. Thanks for letting me cut in ahead of you.
No problem. Oh, Josie, for tomorrow night, we thought we could go to the new Italian place.
Sounds good. Who else is coming?
Oh, just the usual bunch.
Great. Gotta get back to work now.
Okay, see you.
End of listening, part 1.